This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The news out of Dallas this morning that Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan has died and reports of another possible, and let me say that again, possible case in Dallas, underscores the stakes around controlling the spread of that disease. To that point, the White House announced today that airline passengers arriving from West Africa at five big U.S. airports would be screened to see if they're running fevers, one of the telltale signs of that disease. Separately, the CDC says it has 1,000 people working around the world to contain that disease. It's on-the-ground work that involves a lot of risk, a lot of problem-solving, and increasingly, some money management. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from the Health Desk at WHYY.
It takes something special to sign up for the CDC's Epidemic Intelligence Service. Dr. Bridget Gleason, who turned 30 this week, says she's seen tragedy every day since September 13th, the moment she arrived in Sierra Leone.
Being surrounded by death, it's obviously overwhelming if you really focus on that.
But Gleason says she hasn't focused on death.
To really make a difference, you just have to focus on what you can do.
That attitude gives a sense of the men and women who parachute into these communicable disease hotspots. Every year, the CDC hires 70 to 80 EIS officers, often medical doctors with public health backgrounds, for the two-year program. What you do as a disease detective varies. Some years, it's what you may expect, tracking mosquitoes that carry West Nile virus. But this year, CDC frontline epidemiologists like Peter Kilmarks in Sierra Leone must do something outside the norm, even for them. Think about budgets.
We're not fully meeting the demand, and it's stressful. It's a very challenging situation.
For the past 20 years, CDC field staff has depended on the nonprofit CDC Foundation for money when it would otherwise take too long to go through bureaucratic channels at the agency. But the outbreak has gotten so big, so fast, that's changed.
There is simply not enough money at this time to meet the needs that CDC is sending our way.
Foundation Executive Director Charlie Stokes understands putting a crimp in this financial lifeline is actually a matter of life and death. That's why the foundation launched an emergency fund back in August to address Ebola.
We initially thought $30 million would be enough. What we're seeing in terms of needs in the field tells me it's going to be considerably more than that.
To put that figure in perspective, that's what the foundation spends on all of its programs in a year. Stokes estimates Ebola needs $50 million alone. If the foundation falls short, Stokes knows he'll have to level with the CDC docs.
We're either going to have the money and send it, or we're going to have to say you're going to have to prioritize.
Stokes admits it's easy to feel overmatched by this epidemic, but much like Dr. Bridget Gleason in Sierra Leone, he says he's going to focus on what he can do. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.